no depth, there's no width. No matter how far you've run, how much you try to hide, God's love pursues you. It stretches beyond. You know, before the circumstance you're in, He already had the answer. His arms have been wide open. He's given us the answer. Everything, the victory is already in Christ. Our love is just embracing Him in His faith by believing and receiving it. And all that He's done, we receive by faith. So that victory we're looking for, that emptiness we need filled in our hearts, it's Jesus. Hallelujah. It's Jesus. He's climbed every wall. Hallelujah. He's done everything to present Himself to you. To say, here I am. So tonight I just want you to just embrace it. Embrace who He is, what He's done. As we sing this one last time.
Mountain you won't climb up, it's coming after me. So wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. So wall you won't kick down, lie you won't.
Father, I pray tonight, Lord, that we just receive Your word tonight. Pray to God, Lord, by faith we receive it. Lord, let our hearts be open tonight to hear that love that You have for us, God, and let us embrace it. In the power of Your name, we pray for Your Spirit to move. Work in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Children, may go to the classes. Hallelujah. Don't forget, I just want to give this announcement real quick. We have announcements, but I'm no good at that, so amen. Don't forget Saturday, 6:30, Brian Tunstall. Amen? Brian Tunstall, I want you to come, be ready for it. Don't forget, we got prayer in the back every service, 6 o'clock. Meet, get there. May 6th, there's a Mother's Day luncheon. Janie's speaking. Amen. And you can look at the announcements. We have them up there. You can't miss them. But listen, Kelly is sick tonight, so I'm here tonight. You got me tonight. That's okay. I know you wanted her, but listen, I know we had her discipleship class, but this is going to be all things work together. Say all things. All things work together for good for those who have loved God. Listen, I want you to know that, listen, my heart is after God. I believe you're here tonight because you're hungry for God. Amen? So we're going to let God do His thing. We're just going to put you to play a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, give me just give me some music. Yeah, there you go.
Music?
Give me some music. Amen. Amen. Was that good tonight? That was good. That was really good.
There you go.
Amen. I just wanted to share some things. Now, you know, you're good. You're good. You can go.
Wait, which one?
You're good. You're good. Come on. Come on down. Yeah.
I'll play after.
Yeah, you play after. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and look at Hebrews. I just want to, this is just was in my heart, and I opened up my, I wrote some notes down because some things were in my heart. Kelly was really trying to come here, but last minute she couldn't, just wasn't going to make it. So it's been on me. I'm ready to go now. Are you ready? Amen. Hebrews 11:1 says, I want you to say it with me, now. Now faith. Now faith. Say it again, now faith. I want you to know that this is what God wants. This is what God's looking for, people to have faith in Him, trusting in Him. And this is all that God has wants us to do, is to believe in Him, to know that, listen, He has done everything for us. I want you to understand that and know that God has prepared things. He's made a way for us. He showed Himself to us. He's revealed Himself to us, that we receive everything that He has for us to get through the things, the situations. Do you know God's sick and tired of your situations too? Come on. He's tired of your situation. You're tired of your situation. Are you tired of your situation? Are you tired of it? I'm tired of it. Sometimes you got to get violent and say, you know what? I'm tired of my situation. I'm tired of being pushed around. I'm ready to live. Say, I'm ready to live. I'm ready to live by faith and believe God, trust God, and know that He's got this thing. I love Him. I need to know that He loves me so much that He'll guide me and lead me, and He wants me to move and have life abundantly. He gave Himself for me. How much more could He show to say, listen, I am here for you. I am here for you. Amen? So I want you to see tonight, He says, so I want you to be now faith. Listen, God doesn't want it to wait. God doesn't want it to wait for some other day, but now faith. Faith that speaks now. 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 Amen? Say now. I want us to get that tonight. I want us to grab that tonight. I want us to hear that. Now faith. God wants us to walk in the faith. And guess what? God puts it in us when we trust Him. When you read His Word, and we're going to see something here. How does faith, how do I get faith? Ask your neighbor, how do you get faith? All right. So just ask your neighbor. Turn to somebody. We participate here. Amen. I make you work. Amen. Now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Listen, here's what this is declaring to us. That faith is a substance. It's something that needs weighty. Faith is the evidence that God wants us, His faith, that faith, to come forth in our lives as trusting Him. And how do you see it? By when we trust in God. Listen, God wants to break forth out of your lives. God wants to break through in your lives, but we got to give Him that place. How many of you guys know that on the way here tonight, I kept hearing that song, Spirit, break out. Break down these walls. Spirit, break out. Do you know God is looking, and this is what I felt in my heart tonight, that God is looking for a people, somebody to break out of by faith. Somebody for His Spirit to break out of you. And that place is a place where we open ourselves up and say, God, I'm going to trust You, God. I'm going to believe You. I'm going to believe what You say. God, Lord, if this is for me, there was a woman that was standing and she was looking for something. Come on, just like every one of us, that sometimes we're looking for something. And I want you to know that we got to open our eyes by faith and believe that God has made available for us. He's given us everything we need. We can read His Word and understand that and see. There's something about that when you hear those words. Something enriches you. Something empowers you. Say, man, that's faith building within your heart. So here's Jesus. Jesus was sitting. He came to a place. It was a well. He sat on this well. And all of a sudden, here comes this woman. She was looking for something. Come on, just like every one of us. Come on. She was looking for some answers. She was trying to find the solution. She was trying to get through her situation in life. And what it was she was trying to find love. She was trying to find purpose. She was trying to find destiny. And I want you to know that she kept missing the mark time and time again. Are you tired of missing the mark? I'm tired of it. I want you to know that, listen, the solution was sitting on that well. His name was Jesus Christ. He was sitting at that place where she was looking. I want you to know that God will always interrupt where you're looking. God will always show up where you're looking. You might not be looking for Him. Tell your neighbor, I might not be looking for Him. But He's looking for me. Come on, amen. He's looking for me. No matter where you are, He's still looking for you. Come on, what do we always say? God's a what? Stalker. I'm telling you, He's a stalker. Because He showed up in some of the most craziest places of my life. He showed up anyways. The places where say, no, God's not there. I'm going to tell you right now, God showed up in those places and showed Himself to me that He loves me, Randy. Showed me in those places, some of the darkest places of my life, when I wasn't looking for God. I wasn't calling on His name. I wasn't looking for Him. And He showed up in the midst. I remember one time when I stole a car. When I stole a car, we stole my friend's aunt's brand new Buick Skylark. Brand new. Still had a sticker on the side of it. So we stole it. So really, it's not stealing for your aunt's, right? It wasn't my aunt's, though. So we stole this car. I want you to hear this. I wasn't looking for God. I was doing my thing. But God will always interrupt you and show you that He's there for you. No matter where you're at. It might be 100 times until He gets your attention. But He'll keep showing up at your well. Showing up and interrupting your situation. Saying, I'm here for you. You can choose me today. You can choose me and step out of that situation by faith and believe. And just trust in me. Or you could stay in that place. And I remember as we were going, and I got really lit up, whatever. And if you don't, intoxicate, whatever, you know what I mean. So I wasn't in the right mind. So when I was in this car, he was driving, and we were going really fast, and we were heading down this road right up by Riley's Fun Spot. Riley's, yeah. And all of a sudden, here's this car parked in the middle of the road, broke down the middle of the road. And before we get a chance to stop, I knew it was over, man. I mean, we're hitting this car. Remember, I want you to know, I wasn't looking for God 2 minutes ago. But when I seen the end in front of me, all of a sudden, do you know whose name? I didn't cry out for the drugs I was looking for. I didn't cry out for anything else I was drinking. But I cried out for Jesus. That's the words that echoed out of my mouth the moment that I was ready and death was in front of me. I cried out, Jesus. I just remember screaming, Jesus, Beth. And I went through the windshield. Through the windshield. And I ended up waking up. My friend was screaming because he thought he killed me. Like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. You ever been in a situation? He's screaming. He's screaming, oh my God, I killed my friend. I'm like, what? You're not dead? No, I'm not. But I went, he says, you went through the windshield. And I came back. I want you to know that, listen, I wasn't looking for God, but He's still looking for me. Come on. His hand was still holding on. Hallelujah. His hand was holding on to me when I didn't know, I didn't realize it, but He was holding on to me. And I want you to know that, listen, at that moment, He's looking for somebody that He could break out of. He's looking for somebody that would have faith to believe. And I want you to know that there was that one moment when I came to Christ, I sat in the back of the church, and I heard somebody say that, listen, this could be for me. Tell your neighbor, this could be for me. This could be for me. And God was looking. He was stretching me. He was saying, Chris, I'm telling you, I heard God's voice saying, listen, come. I want to break out of you. Listen, I've let so many things come in my life and hold me down and keep me down from being what God has called me to be, what God has called you to be, to living all that God has called you to live for, and to be everything that He's called you to be. But everything around you has come against you, your situations, your problems, everything that we go through has held us down, has kept us bound down. But He says, I want my spirit. If somebody by faith would just believe that my spirit would break out of you, hallelujah, and you'll overcome your enemies. There was a guy named David. His name was David. And he was at a place and they said, and he comes up to this place and he was anointed king. Anointed king, young David, I don't know, 13, 14 years old, whatever. Here he is, anointed king. God says, you're going to be king. And the moment he received it by faith, he believed it. He received that. That God said this about me. I want you to know, listen, you got to believe and know what God says about you. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. We need to let God's word be the thing that speaks to our lives. We need to let the word that's here tonight, that's speaking to you tonight, don't let it be robbed from you. Don't let it be taken from you. You stand up and say, no, I want this. I want this word in my life. But David was at a place where he said that he came to this place and he believed what God says. And he went out and just was doing his own thing. And he says he came to a place and there's Goliath, this giant. You ever face giants? Man, I'm facing some giants in my life. I can't imagine facing these things without God. I can't, Beth. I can't imagine facing this thing. Listen, we're going through things and things aren't going to get better sometimes. We got to know that we need to trust God. The only way things do work out for good is those that love God and are called by His name. So those breakthrough moments that David had when he stood there and he's seen this giant, he's like, you kidding me? He's like, they're saying, no, we're going to knock you out. I'm tired of being punched around, pushed around by the enemy. David had enough belief to know and faith to know. Listen, he's looking for somebody to break out of, somebody for his spirit to push out of. And you have it by faith. Come on. God says, I'm going to move. I want to move in your life. I want to come through your life. I want you to experience me. I want to release who I am in worship and praise. Come on. That God wants to use you in different places of your life to be the expression of God, to break out. Hallelujah. So here he was, he's standing there, and he's looking at this giant. He's like, and he's saying, the giant began to curse the children of Israel. He says, are you kidding me? Who do you think you are? This guy had faith to believe in what God said about him. You've anointed me to be king. You've set me in this place. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what it looks like. You believe what God says about you. I want you to know that we got to understand that Adam and Eve, they're at that place in their lives, and the enemy came in and pushed them around, tried to get them to not believe what God said about them, and they believed the lie. And because of it, I want you to know that the things that are messed up today are not because of God, but because of disobedience, not believing who God was in those people. Not believing. Like, I want you to know the problems we have is just because we don't believe, have faith in knowing what God has done for us. That God wants to break forth out of our lives. So here he was, and he looked and he says, well, how are you going to defeat me? He says, I want you to know I have a testimony because I believed in God one time. And here's what the time was. He says that I was in the field and I was watching my sheep. And he says, and a bear came. He says, and that bear came. And he says, and I went over to that thing and I knocked it out. Listen, the Spirit of God came up on him. God was getting ready to use this guy. No one else was around. But he stepped in faith. Nobody else was around. He was by himself. I want you to know that these are moments that will build up within you. When you're alone by yourself trusting God. When no one else is watching. It's those moments where you're at that place when you're believing God's word. Because when you can believe in private, hallelujah, God will use you in public. Amen. God will release you in public. So here he was. So here comes a lion. I want you to know that here comes another story. Here comes another one because he let God move within him and he took out that lion. He took out the Spirit of God came upon him. And then when he was facing this big giant, those were nothing. But then he looks at this one. Wow. But I've seen God do great things. I've watched God rise up within me. He's looking for somebody to break out of. He's looking for somebody to move in your lives. To move. The Bible says the Word of God was spoken in darkness. And remember the first words that were spoken, it says, let there be light. And it was void. And it was in darkness. I want you to know that kind of to me speaks of my life. Well, I was void and empty. But by faith, I believed God's word. And then there became light in my life. It's just by faith, believing. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God and believing what he says. Listen, I want you to know, here we are. Here's this woman. She comes up and she's standing there. And Jesus interrupted his situation. I'm asking you, God, to interrupt my situation. Interrupt my problems. I believe that God, Lord, that you are the solution. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You're bigger than any problem, any sickness, any disease, any problems, any addiction that I've ever faced in my life. You're bigger than all them, God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Come on, amen. He's the same God. He's the God that used his people not to open their mouth, but trust who he was. To stand before a wall and walk around it, and everybody laughed. Everybody thought it was, but he trusted. They trusted in God. In the right time, at the right place, all that wall came crumbling down. You know, I want you to know something, that God kept them in a place where that they were silent. They weren't making any noise. And the only voice they could hear is God. They didn't hear one another. You know, think about that. Try to get a million or so people not to talk for 7 days. Come on, amen? Jeez, 7 days, that's a miracle in itself. And they're walking around. I want you to know that He uses the foolish things. He uses the ones that, guess what? They're willing to do what He says. Willing to do that thing. To break down the walls because they're tired of being pushed around. They want to believe what God says about them. They want to believe. But there's a people that are saying, you know what? I desire this. And they walked around that wall. They didn't do anything. It wasn't in them. But they just walked around the wall. What God said to do. And when they did that, and after those days, after 7 days, the walls came tumbling down. That thing that was impossible, by faith, they believed, and it came down. You got some walls? Come on, amen. We got some walls, but God does it by faith, believing and trusting in Him. God, I believe You. I believe what Your Word says. I believe what You say is true. So here we are. There's this woman. She's at this place. I'm trying to get through this story here. I'm thirsty now. I'm talking about the well. So here's Jesus. And this is just the way He is. He's sitting on the well. Just sitting there, man. Is it enough? My 10% or something? Because everybody's laughing at me. But here's Jesus sitting there. And the thing that happens before this even happened, though, Jesus was, His disciples were going a different direction. He's like, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Samaria. He said, what are you going there for? He said, I have need to give there. I want you to know that, listen, the need that you have, you have to understand that there's a God that knows your needs. Individually knows your hurts. Knows your pain like nobody else. See, I want you to know that that's what is getting me through the times of my life. That nobody knows me like He does. And He waits on tiptoes waiting for me to say yes. To walk with Him. For Him to be my guide. For Him to be my strength. My power. My hope. My peace. And all that I need. He's waiting for me to say yes. He's waiting for me to break out. So He's sitting there. He's sitting at that place. And as He's sitting there, He's waiting. And here she comes. She comes to that place and she's looking. And He says, hey, can you give me something to drink? Really? So yeah, He says, could you give me something to drink? He says, He didn't have anything. So she brought her own pot. She had her own thing there. She had her own thing. And He says, I want you to know that she came with something and she gave Him a drink. Whatever she goes, but I want you to understand that here's a powerful thing. As she went there, she was looking for something and He knew what she was looking for. And it wasn't just water. I want you to know that, listen, there's things that we think we're looking for the solutions in our lives. And He knows the answers before we even get there. What we're looking for. Come on, amen. He's the solution to my problem that I just trust and believe. And by prayer and trusting in Him and believing in His Word, to let that Word just take over my life and to break out of my life. That's faith. So she's waiting. He's stirring her heart, Beth. He's stirring her heart because He's saying things to her that, wow. And then all of a sudden she says something to Him. She looks at Him. He looks at her and he says, I know. He says, where's your husband at? And she goes, well, I wasn't with him. I don't remember how exactly. There it is. Oh, thank you. He says, go call your husband. Next. He says, and the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said that you have no husband. For thou hast 5 husbands.
Wow.
Listen, I want you to hear something that He knows everything. And I want you to get this and hear this. That it wasn't to condemn her, but He was telling her, stop. You've been searching and trying to find your answer and your happiness through those men. Trying to find your peace, your joy. I want you to know that sometimes we can just place whatever that is in those things. It might not be a man. Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's some false hope. Maybe whatever that is. Even religion, sometimes we put our trust in religion and not a relationship. And not in a person of Jesus Christ. Because I want you to know a relationship will kill, or a religious experience doesn't do nothing for you. But a relationship with faith, believing, changes your life. Just by, are you kidding me? Yeah. Just opening your heart and saying, yeah, God will invade that space. And that's what he was looking for. He was looking to invade that space. And he said, yeah, you truly said. Next verse. He says, and the woman said unto her, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Really? He's like, yeah, you must be a prophet, man. How do you know this? You know, really, how do you know? How do you know that? At that moment, there's something inside her that she felt ashamed. But Jesus wasn't giving it to make her feel ashamed. He was being there to give her hope. He came for her. For her. The Bible says that God has not come to condemn the world. He's not come to condemn, but to give life, and life more abundantly. That's who God is. Tell your neighbor, that's who God is. He's looking to give you life. He's looking to give you hope. Amen? Listen, next verse. And he says, and the fathers worshipped in the mountains. They say Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain or... And I know there's a lot of stuff in this whole thing, but let's just go through this. He says, you shall worship... Not what we know, what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. He said, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipper shall worship in the Father, in spirit and in truth, and the Father seeketh us to worship. He's looking for somebody to worship in spirit, that he can break out of. I want you to hear me and understand something. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Upon me. We all understand that there's things that come up on us in our lives. Do you know, I want you to know that there's things that are so buried within us that have happened to us when we were younger that we don't even realize, that have grabbed hold of us, that have made us handicapped, that have robbed us of life. Jesus says, I've come to seek and to save that which is lost. He's come to save and seek that which is lost. What has been robbed from you? And he wants to give you back life. That's all he desires, is you to believe and trust him and to open your heart up to him. Sometimes people make religion, Christianity, so complicated. No, it becomes a lifestyle. A lifestyle. Letting that life come out of you. Letting the Spirit of God come up out of you. Out of your life by faith believing. Next verse. He says, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he has come, he will tell us all things. She's talking to Jesus. She says, well, when he comes, I want you to know, listen, so many times we're looking for the answer. We're looking for answers. We'll always say some other day, but he says, now, faith. Now, it's for you. Not some other day. Now. Don't wait till tomorrow. And Jesus said unto her, I speak unto thee, am he? I am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked to this woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Why talkest thou to this woman? He says, and the woman left her water part. Listen, she left... Dave, come on. She left her water pot. Listen, what did she come for? She came to get something. She was looking for something. And she had a water pot. I want you to know, listen to me. By faith, she left that water pot. Because what she believed, that she had something, and she was leaving with something that she didn't find, that she was looking for before, and she couldn't find ever before. But at this moment, by faith, she says, you know what, I believe this. And it says that says she left the water pot and went her way to the city and said unto the men, come see this man which told me all the things that I've ever did. Is not this Christ? The Messiah. Is this not Jesus, the Son of God? By faith. Come on, tell your neighbor, by faith.
By faith.
By faith at this moment, she believed. And she left different than she came. I want you to know, listen, there's some things that hold us. We got to be willing to say, you know what, I'm done carrying it. How heavy was this? It's just a metaphor, but I'm saying, here she come with this heavy object. And she's come time and time again to the same place to get answers. And she's left the same every time. See, I want to trust God that I don't leave the same. That when I get close to Him, that He touches me, that I'm never the same again. Do you know that's what He wants to do? He wants you to be in such a relationship with Him that He touches your heart. That whatever that thing is you hold on to, that you leave it. That thing that's robbed you, that hurt, the pain, sometimes it's anxiety. Come on, you've been through and have anxiety. That's a big thing right now. People are tackling because there's so much around us and there's all these situations and anxiety is so heavy. But He says, but I want you to have what I have. I want to come up on you. I want to come up on your life. I want to rise upon you. All through the Bible, story after story, people that were changed were people that had faith to believe that God desired them and were willing to let God come up on them, His Spirit to break out of them, to move through them, like Joshua, Caleb, David. Willing to step in that place and say, God, I'm tired of being pushed around. Would you stand on your feet? You want to do that again? No mountain. Reckless. Okay. So listen, as we sing this, that last part of that song again, I want you to sing it. I want you to, you know what, just by faith, believing to know that this is the God that we desires to be in your life. No matter what, we got to believe and know that no matter what, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you are, this is reckless love that He has for you. Hallelujah. It doesn't stop. Hallelujah. It doesn't stop. You might not be looking for Him, but He's looking for you. Come on. He's looking for you. You know what I just say tonight? That tonight, you know what I'm tired? You're tired of carrying a water pot around. That situation is so heavy. Let it down tonight. Lay it down tonight. Say, I'm done, God. I'm done. I don't want to carry it. I don't want to hold on. I need you, God. I need you to come upon my life tonight. Amen? Come upon my life. Do you desire that tonight? Come on. Hallelujah. Oh,
surely won't light up. Now you won't light up. Come on out. I won't turn down. Come and ask me. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Lord, is coming after me. Oh, Jesus, Lord, is coming after me. Oh, yeah.
Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we pray right now. Lord, every need that's in this place tonight. Pray to God, Lord, I know that You spoke to our hearts tonight. Bible, Lord, Your Word says that You're the way, You're the truth, You're the life. Heavenly Father, I pray to God, Lord, that I pray there's a stirring within us, God, Lord, hunger, a desire for Your Spirit to break forth out of our lives. Just like we've let everything else come into our lives and wreck our homes, wreck our lives, wreck our situations. And You stand back and You desire so much for You to come up out of us, to arise and shine, for Your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon me. Arise and shine, for Your light has come. Come on, His name is Jesus. I declare tonight, arise and shine, for Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, is upon us. Lord, I pray tonight, God, Lord, breakthrough in our lives. I break through, a breakthrough, a breakthrough, breakthrough, God, that we don't leave the same tonight. I pray tonight, God, Lord, that we do not leave whatever has been heavy upon us. I pray it be broken in your name. Come on, receive that in Jesus' name. Say, I receive that. Hallelujah. No more. Hallelujah. No more of that anxiety. No more of that torment coming upon us. No more in Jesus' name. It be broken by the power of your name. We thank you, God. Whatever sickness, whatever illness there is, we loose it in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, I want you guys, don't miss Saturday night. I believe that God is going to, there's going to be some supernatural breakthroughs in people's lives. I'm telling you, I believe for 21 days we have waited upon God. And God's going to do something supernatural in our midst. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to know I believe in miracles. Do you know why? I believe in miracles. Do you know why I believe in miracles? Because I believe in God. I'm going to say it again. I believe in miracles because I believe in God. Because I believe in God. There's nothing that He can't do. Nothing. Come on. Amen. Give somebody a hug. Bless somebody in Jesus' name. We'll see you Saturday night. Amen. Thank you, guys.